Family First, Ruth speaking.
Is this Ruth?
Yes.
Yes, you're supposed to call me back, and it's almost 5 o'clock. Are you still going to call me back?
This is Michelle?
It's Michelle. Yes.
Oh, I actually just got over the phone with your service coordinator. I was just going to call you back. So she told me she had an update that the authorization was submitted, but she said that it wasn't approved yet by the department that approves it. So she said, you know, her supervisor expedited it, but she said it's not going to be done for today.
So what am I going to do with that tomorrow?
So I'm not sure. So she said it might be in for tomorrow, but she's not sure. She didn't know. She said they put in a request to expedite it, meaning to make it fast, you know, go faster. So we're just, you know, I guess we'll wait and see and, you know, follow up with them.
But I'm not going to have a need for tomorrow. What am I going to do?
I wish I could tell you, Michelle.
I can't be by myself. I can't cook.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there's still a possibility that's going to be for tomorrow.
So it's up in the air right now, is that what you're saying?
That what?
It's up in the air. In other words, it's a possibility it could be tomorrow, right?
Right. There is a possibility that should be tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see. There's nothing I can do about it right now. You know, it's in their hands. It's in, you know, that department that needs to approve it. And then once they do, they can give me that number so we can actually start it.
But
okay,
I'm
but
it
might... Mm-hmm. That what?
I can't have cold cereal the whole day tomorrow. I can't cook. Last time I cooked, I got burnt.
Oh, wow. Okay, so as I said, there's a big possibility that it's going to be in for tomorrow, but I can't promise because it's not up to me. I'll follow up with him tomorrow morning, and, you know, I'll see where it's up to.
So, in other words, your family, nobody's going to be here tomorrow, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying nobody's going to be there tomorrow. I'm saying for tomorrow, we'll have to see tomorrow.
I'll miss a web for another word to tell me that he's going to be here tomorrow, so what you're saying. Check it out.
I didn't hear what you said.
I'm saying that I didn't say that you're not going to have an aide for tomorrow. I said there is a big chance that you could have an aide. But again, it's 50-50. I don't know. It's up to the insurance. And we'll know tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow if you can have an aide tomorrow or not. Okay.
Wait, can you come get off the phone?
No, I'm not
Nathan.
Getting off.
Okay, So in other words, there's a possibility that I'm not going to have any tomorrow. Is that what you're saying? That nobody's going to show up?
There is a possibility that yes, and there is a possibility that no. All I'm saying is that I don't know. I don't know about tomorrow. I'm going to have to ask them again tomorrow and wait to hear from them. And then once I know, you know, they're going to be able to tell me if you can have a tomorrow or not.
Okay. Are you going to call me and let me know what's going on?
Yes, of course. I'll let you know as soon as I hear an update from them. Okay?
All right. Well, she'd be here. But I need someone to take...
Yeah,
but I need someone to take out my trash tomorrow.
So, if you can get a caregiver tomorrow, I'd be very happy about it.
I can't get caregiver for tomorrow.
I said maybe yes and maybe not. Okay, we'll see tomorrow.
Oh, wait.
Okay, I'm going to let you know, Michelle.
Okay, will she be here Friday? You think she's not going to be here tomorrow?
No, so I'm saying maybe yes tomorrow. I don't know.
Okay. I'll wait to hear from you tomorrow and see what's going on.
Yes, I'll let you know tomorrow if you can get an 8, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Be well, Michelle.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.